Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So many of us are familiar with the Dublin skyline, and when we get up high, we can point out Liberty Hall, Sandymount Chimneys, the Spire, and in more recent years, the Aviva Stadium. Well, now there is a new one to add to the list, and it is a whopper. It's the country's tallest occupied structure and is a commanding new arrival in the city's skyline. It's the new air traffic control tower at Dublin Airport. Evelyn O'Rourke was out at the new control tower yesterday afternoon. She got the tour. Evelyn, I presume you have all the list of statistics to bore us with and so on, but is it impressive, first off?
It is. Mainly it's about the view. The views are absolutely stunning. But yes, as you say, the newest addition to the airport, and it's so ambitious. It's really striking. It's 87.7 metres high. And from the outside, it looks like a slim stem holding up a bubble. And it's those top floors, the bubble bit, that's not a technical phrase, by the way, which is all important as those floors are covered in windows. And that's where the air traffic controllers will be based. And in terms of the background to it, it was originally planned by the Irish Aviation Authority for around 2007-2008. Recession, of course, changed those plans. But then a decade later, with the pending opening of the second runway at the airport, they knew that the current control tower wasn't high enough for them to safely cover both runways. So they decided to go ahead and build this new structure.
I'm looking at pictures that we've just tweeted from the Today with Claire Byrne account and indeed your own Twitter account. It is a very spectacular, sleek looking kind of structure. How many floors did you have to travel up to get to the top of it?
What was fascinating about the buildings, there's nothing on the way up. So you get into the lift and I was going, it's fine. Vroom, 20 floors up. And when you step out, it's absolutely breathtaking. You have the most beautiful and clear 360 degree views from the window. And it was a beautiful afternoon at Dublin Airport yesterday, a real treat. And the cab, which is the official term for that bubble section, offers those clear sight lines. And you can feel the excitement in the building because they are ready to go. They're just waiting for absolute clearance from the airport regulator. But they are already involved with live testing there. And another aspect of the building, and again you'll see this in the photographs, is they've built in bands of multicoloured LED strip lights, which will allow a range of colours and visuals to be programmed to light up the facade. And they really want this building to be part of the skyline for big dates and celebrations. So I got to talk to Billy Han, who's the Director of Air Traffic Management Operations and Strategy in the Irish Aviation Authority. And he first told me about the background of the project. But first of all, Philip, you will hear a flavour of the air traffic controllers in action.
8 Sierra Lima, good morning. Alana, runway 28.
Runway 28, runway 8 at Sierra Lima, thank you.
Runway 8, Hotel Charlie, taxi Fox 1, Echo 1, Hotel Short 2428.
Confirmed for Ryanair 6 Hotel Charlie.
Evelyn, you're very welcome to the Irish Aviation Authority's iconic new air traffic control tower. A really integral part of providing air traffic control is being able to see aircraft on the runway and on the taxiways. That wasn't possible from the current tower because it's too low. We looked at different options. We did examine, could we expand the current tower? Could we make it higher? Unfortunately, it doesn't have the structural integrity to be able to do that. And another option we looked at was remote tower technologies, cameras located around the airfield for air traffic controllers to provide air traffic control services. It was decided that it was too complex to use remote tower technology for that particular project. That then ended up with us deciding that the new tower option was the only option, and that's what we embarked upon. We're extremely proud of it, and we're extremely proud of the teams who are bringing this particular tower and all the enabling systems, because there's a lot of enabling systems around the airfield which are also going to help the new runway come into operation. I think it's important also to recognise that the aviation industry is worth billions to the country of Ireland and to our national GDP. So the Irish Aviation Authority being able to provide air traffic services to a busy airport like Dublin Airport contributes to that particular GDP. So we're very proud of that.
You use the word iconic, and I mean, the fact that this is such a tall, visible structure, people must be fascinated.
Yeah, the reaction we're getting is actually very, very positive. At 86.9 metres high, it's the highest occupied building in the state, which again, we're very, very proud of that. And it is there to provide safe air traffic services at the end of the day. That is our number one objective of having this tower. But it's fantastic to see that the interest is out there from the general public. It's changed the skyline of Dublin Airport forevermore, more or less. It puts us in a position, I suppose, that for the next 30 years, when aviation does come back, and let's face the facts, it has dropped in recent times due to the COVID pandemic situation, but history has shown us that air traffic comes back. We have no doubt that following the pandemic crisis, it'll bounce back higher than ever, and we can all get to enjoy the fruits of this particular air traffic control tower.
Deputy hand there. It really is an impressive piece of engineering, isn't it? Think about a disposable coffee cup sitting inside another disposable coffee cup balanced on a 12-inch ruler and then make the whole thing 90 metres high. You talked to the engineers.
I did. I spoke to the lead engineer in the project and it was explained to me that the needs of the air traffic controllers were really the key consideration during the design. And they all make the point, Philip, that this is a real career highlight, that you only get to work on a major project like this really once. Billy Winter is the lead engineer on the construction of the new tower and he told me more about the scale of the project.
Obviously the thing that people notice about the tower is its height. It's 86.9 metres, just shy of 87 metres. So the view from up here in cab level 5 is absolutely fantastic. We can see up as far as the Moran Mountains, down to the Wicklow Mountains, out beyond Howth, and then as far as Kildare on the west side. So it gives the air traffic controllers the view they need to do their job. The part that everybody sees as they're stuck in traffic on the M50 is the cab up at the top. That's the circular section up at the top, and that's the most important part of the building. The whole design of the building really is to make sure that those controllers have the best environment to work in that they possibly can. It's air conditioned, warm, it's suitable for working in, and that it has the best possible view. So that's why it's up so high, and that's why there's so many glass panels in it. Effectively, it's a glass box. So they have a 360-degree unimpeded view of the landscape around them.
Now, a lot of windows.
There's a lot of windows, all right. There's 36. They're 4 metres tall. February is when the glass was due to go in, so we had a lot of high winds. So you can imagine pieces of glass like that were like sails up, whatever, 85 metres in the air. It's tricky enough getting the glass in.
In terms of you working on this project, you can have the plans, but for it to actually be a functioning building, because you won't get to do this again.
You're right, yeah. It's a once-in-a-lifetime building. To work on this, it's a real treat. I was very lucky to be involved in it. But yeah, we went to other air traffic control towers and we looked at how they did it, and we came up with the design that we had. We were very lucky that Scott Talon Walker, who are our architects, were very open to changes, and they made an excellent design. It looks very well and it functions very well as well. And anybody who's been to the old control tower will see how small and how cramped it was. It did its job, it's still doing its job, and we're still depending on it until we become operational here in the new tower. But we needed more room. And with the new runway, the northern parallel runway, we needed more controllers in the tower. They just wouldn't have fitted into the old tower.
Billy Winter there. And does it work for the air traffic controllers?
It sure does. I mean, it came in at a planned budget of 50 million euros, something they're very proud about. And I got to speak to Liz Burke, who's an air traffic control officer. And she described the impact of this new tower for her and her colleagues. But I had to start by asking her if she reckons she has the best office view.
The views are fabulous, especially on a day like today. County Dublin, County Meath, Wicklow, half the Irish Sea probably we could see from here. It's a great view. Even on bad days, it's interesting. This used to be our car park, so we've been watching it from our current tower, watching it being built for a couple of years now. And I came onto the tower team probably around this time last year. I came on replacing our lovely colleague Eddie Daly, who retired. It's been going great. Obviously, there's been delays because of COVID and everything, but we're getting there now.
So you are what exactly? What's your official title?
I'm an air traffic controller, so I have an approach rating and a tower rating here at Dublin Airport. So here we take traffic from about 100 miles away, separating them. Then they hand them over to the approach controllers and they continue separation and obviously the sequencing of arrivals into the airport. They hand them over about 12 miles from the airport to the tower controllers, who can see them, as you can see. They have a great view of them. Then the tower controller will sequence the arrivals with departures, get them on the ground safely. They get handed over to ground to get them to the gate where the passengers disembark. And then with departures, it's the opposite direction.
What do you say to people you're an air traffic controller? What do they say to you?
Yeah, they say it's obviously a very stressful job, but you can see here, we're trained.
Ice cold trained.
Ice cold. We're well trained. We do refresher training every year and it takes 2 years to even become a controller in the first place. Yeah, the training is very intense and even our refresher training can be quite intense as well, especially at the moment because we're quiet. So any of our refresher training has been doing busy exercises to make sure that we're still up to speed, well trained, up to date on new systems, new procedures, so that everything runs smoothly and safely.
It sounds like a daunting job.
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything. Once you have the training behind you, everybody's well able to do their job.
Do you love the job?
I do. I love it. I have a few kids. I've got 5 altogether.
Do the skills transfer?
Well, at least when I'm in work, people listen to me and do what I say.
At least you hope that they do, don't you? Liz Burke, air traffic controller. I'd imagine, I wonder, is it less stressful now? Are they less busy?
Well, it's interesting talking to them because they all say, look, the pandemic has been so difficult for aviation, as we know. Like at the peak in 2019, Philip, they handled 32 million passengers through the airport. That's obviously completely different now. But they say that they are really optimistic. They think it's all going to go very well in the coming months and years. And here the two Billies and Liz talk more about their hopes for the new tower and the recovery that they anticipate for the aviation industry.
Traffic levels have fallen off, but the reality is history has shown us that aviation comes back very, very quickly, and particularly during the peak times. The 0630 in the morning to 800 and late in the evening, traffic comes back at you very, very quickly once the confidence to fly is restored following the pandemic situation. So we expect to hit peak levels certainly, if not towards the end of this year, early next year. The troughs and the quieter periods will take much longer, be a number of years before we actually come back to the 2019 traffic levels.
For us, it's very sad. We can really see what's been going on.
Would you love to just see it back, buzzing, sky full?
Yeah, I can't wait. Really, we're dying to get up here and work traffic again, to be busy up here. That's what it's been built for. Like, it is really sad. And especially then the news at the weekend about Stobart has really hit home for a lot of us, I think.
So finally then, what are your hopes for your new home here?
Well, I hope we get busy again quickly. You know, the new runway will be open soon. All our positions will be full. Busy people working away. That's the hope.
As an engineer, getting all the systems that support ATC into the building was incredibly difficult. We have a triangular stem that holds it up in the air, and we have a circular building on the top, so everything had to be bespoke and commissioned for the new tower. Everywhere you look, there's a curve, a triangle, or an unusual shape, and everything from air grills to air conditioning units had to be designed and shaped to fit into the building. And while it was a lot of work, I think everybody involved was very enthusiastic about the work. They all knew they were building for something bigger, and I think everybody put in their best effort to make it come to fruition.
What are your hopes for the building?
The next big challenge is to get it operational. But my hope is that for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years maybe, the tower will be here and it'll be in operation. My kids are the best. They love spotting the tower, you know. I have a six-year-old who keeps telling me, Daddy, I think the tower is crooked. What are you going to do? No, everybody who knows the tower thinks it's terrific. That's part of the joy of working in this project, is that everybody has enjoyed seeing it. And hopefully we've done a good enough job that we won't need another tower for another generation, I hope.
Billy Hanna, Billy Winter and Liz Burke there, ending Evelyn O'Rourke's report.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.